pages 37 through 39. The letters Q and Y.
Today, I want to talk about the letter Q and the letter Y. Open your workbook to page 37. Do you see the picture of a queen? The word queen begins with the letter Q. And here is something to remember. The letter Q is always followed by the letter U. Now look at the picture of the yo-yo. The word yo-yo begins with the letter Y, which stands for the sound Y. Look at the picture at the top of page 37. Pole and Vole find themselves in the valley of the yaks. Listen carefully for words that begin with the sounds qua and y.
Where are we now, Vole?
That sign says the Y Valley ahead. Maybe the things there start with the sound y.
Oh, yes. Oh, I hope we find yams. Or maybe we'll find some yogurt. Yams and yogurt both begin with the letter Y.
We'll find out soon enough, because here we are.
Vole, I don't see any yams or any yogurt. No snacks for me in the Y Valley. But what are those big lumps, Vole?
Pole, those lumps are yaks. Big yaks. But at least they're sleeping.
What are yaks, Vole?
Yaks are big, sleepy animals with horns. If you wake them up from a nap, they get very angry. Pole, we'll have to sneak past them, and you'll have to concentrate on being quiet.
But this is the Y Valley, and I feel like doing something that begins with Y. What I'd like to do is yell!
Shh! No, Pole! You can't yell! You'll wake the yaks up!
Oh, that's right. No yelling. Well, I could yawn then. Not as good as yelling, but...
Pole, you can't yell and you can't yawn. You have to be very quiet and very quick. Here are the sleeping yaks now.
This is as quiet and quick as a polar bear can be, Vole. Quiet and quick. Quick and quiet. I'm on a yam and yogurt diet. Hey, Vole. Did you happen to notice that quick and quiet both start with the letters Q-U that make the sound qua? That's how I can remember to be both quick and quiet.
But you aren't being quiet, Pole. Oh, you're waking up one of the yaks.
Something woke me up. Oh, that isn't good. Well, maybe I can fall asleep again.
Pole, we have to keep that yak quiet so it won't wake the other yaks up.
That voice is even more annoying than the last one. Now I'm almost awake. It had better not be a polar bear or a vole who's waking me up.
The bag gave us a quilt, Vole.
A quilt? Quilt also starts with the letters Q-U. Oh, that will help keep the yak quiet. Let's put the quilt over the yak and tuck him in. Shh, sleepy yak, go back to dreaming. There are no polar bears or voles here. Finish your nap.
No polar bears. No voles. Finish my nap.
The yak fell asleep. Oh, we were quite quiet. We didn't wake him up. Yay!
You polar bear! You vole! You woke me up! I'm going to get you!
I'm sorry, vole. I guess I didn't stay quiet for long enough. Let's run away, quickly.
Yeah!
I'm mad! Oh, I'm really mad! You woke me up from my nap! I'm going to get you!
Jump on my back, vole. Let's get out of here!
Oh, I'm going to get you!
Hurry!
I'll get you.